It's a great song. Elton John, Dua Lipa, Cold Heart, Song of the Summer, I'm calling it. 12 minutes past 8, it is Fifi Fevenick. Enjoy that sunshine, 27. It's going to be a little windy, though.
Yes, and great to see a lot of eyes on Melbourne for the Australian Open. I know you're heading out there today, boys. And interestingly enough, we've been doing commercial ads, like reading ads on the radio. And we, yesterday, recorded some ads with Abby. Now, Abby is 11 years old, and she won the chance to be a reporter, workers are like a journo at the Australian Open. Yeah. She's working with Channel 9 reporters. It's like incredible work experience.
And if you go to school with Abby, don't even bother with show and tell next week because you are getting smashed. Abby's at the Oz Open as a junior reporter.
Oh, no. And yesterday, so we were reading commercials with her. And on one hand, I thought, well, this is great because Abby's 11 and never read an ad.
She was better than me too.
Faultless. And we're about to play a bit where I did falter. So we all had lines to read. Abby read her line. I was then supposed to go straight into my line, but I paused and got distracted and I revealed something to you guys.
Well, I actually got to interview Casey Delacroix and Nicole Pratt. They were really nice and it was so amazing to be able to meet and interview these stars.
Oh, sounds exciting. Sorry. Just a quick edit point. I'm related to Nicole Pratt, but I thought that was inappropriate for the ad. Anyway, just a pick up here. I mean, distantly related. If you mentioned me, she probably wouldn't know.
Yeah. The pick up there, the cousin
of a sister's brother, mother, who was aunties with someone.
The pick up there was the name that Fee dropped on the ground. That's what we had to pick up.
Good gag, man. Loved it.
Do you know what, though? But in that pause... Because Nicole Pratt, Australian tennis player, you know her. Yeah. So, but why my brain paused?
Not as well
was,
as you, obviously.
Yeah, well, give us a family tree.
I don't even know. Like, I'm not kidding. I've thought about this overnight, and I feel I should have rung Dad. I was thinking, am I related to her, or are we sort of friends? I can't remember.
Isn't she married to Bradkey?
Yes.
Yes. Who's that? He played the basketballer.
Oh, is she? I you know what? I feel like I've been at a family lunch.
But they own a bounce.
And this has come up. Like I've got a connection to Nicole Pratt. I'm not exactly sure
what
it is.
Not worth stopping an ad read with an 11-year-old who's won a comp, who's doing her best.
It's not worth talking out at 8.
And I get nervous about this because I've done this in the past. Actually, 13 10 60. No, don't. And don't ask her because now I'm embarrassed.
Please, if you know Nicole Pratt, tell her to call 13 10 60 because if you're just a friend of Nicole Pratt.
Of course she's listening.
That is the best.
It's Fee's 19th cousin. She'd be listening in. Got to support the family.
13 10 60. I'm going to put this out there for anyone else who wants to do a brag and is somehow related to a celebrity, because I'm only bringing this up. And why I'm nervous about the Nicole Pratt one is because I'm pretty sure I'm related to Robert DiCostello, the marathon runner. Oh. Is it a marathon runner or just a? Marathon runner.
Not a marathon walker.
No, that's right. He wasn't a walker. But anyway, I'm sure my grandma's cousin's daughter something married Rob DiCostello, but. I was on a radio show a few years ago and we were trying to get hold of him so I could get him on to go, guess what, we're related, and he just denied it. He wouldn't have a bar of it.
He ran away for ages.
Yeah. So now I'm like, I'm too nervous to say I'm related to people.
No, Nicole Pratt's not married to Mark Bradkey. That'd be Nicole Bradkey. Anyway.
but that is Nicole Pratt.
Is it?
Yeah, Nicole Pratt is Nicole Bradkey. This is all coming together now.
Oh, wow. No, they're two different people, I think.
No, they're the same person.
No, because Nicole Bradkey was born in Queensland, in Mackay. Do you know anyone that was born in Queensland?
Definitely nothing to do with Mackay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think you're related.
Nicole Pratt is Nicole Bradkey.
No, they're different people.
Are they different people? Yeah, Leon, get on to this.
I'm looking at the pictures of them. They're different people.
Nicole Pratt was born in Mackay as well.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but Bradkey as
Oh, was she?
They're the same person.
Are they the same person?
They're my relative. I know this.
No, they're not the same person.
Now, Leon Sjogren, not only, have you gotten to the bottom of that?
Well, one's 48 and one's 52, so they're the same person.
They're the same person.
One says they're 52, which is Nicole Bradkey, and Nicole Pratt's 48, so they're the same person. That's incredible science.
Oh, no, there's two different, there's Nicole Bradkey and Nicole Pratt.
Yes!
I'm telling you, they're the same person.
Are you related to both of them? I'm looking at them on the...
And I'm Nick Cody and Nick Kyrgios. What are you talking about?
Nicole Pratt.
You're lucky I'm in here. I had a big game last night.
No, Nicole Bradkey. She wasn't Nicole Pratt.
Okay. We're moving on because we want to hear already the phones are melting down. Leon is a distant relative of who?
I'm slightly somehow related to Nathan Buckley.
There we go.
I think it's my second cousin. My auntie's sister's son.
Well, that's close.
That's close-ish.
Like you could date that.
Well, I'm not going to date Nathan Buckley.
No, like second
cousin. Okay, now Dave from Waterways is going to clarify this for me. Dave.
Yeah, hi. Hey, Fev and guys, girls, sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
Nicole Bradke used to be Nicole Provis.
Yeah. Yes, that's it.
And her sister married Todd Woodbridge, tennis player.
Yes.
Of course. Okay. That's how
of course.
I know. Oh, you've got no idea. Oh, God, I hate when she does that. And everyone's like, oh, she knew. No, you don't know.
Now maybe I'm just thinking I'm friends with Todd and maybe that's how I know Nicole Pratt.
Nicole Pratt's got nothing to do with Todd.
I don't. No, Nicole Pratt was Nicole Probus and I think I'm related to Nicole Probus.
No.
Stop claiming Nicole's. They're Nicole, not all your cousins.
Nicole Bradke used to be Nicole Probus, not Nicole Pratt.
No, hang on.
Nicole Bradke was Nicole Probus.
Yes, sorry. I know.
She goes, I know.
I've got it now. I'm related to the Nicole Probus Bradke. That's the one I'm related
I think it was actually Provis with a V.
Provis.
It's like the Pro V1s that you play golf with. And they own a jumping castle place in Moorabbin.
And the Pratts or the Provises or the Bradkeys?
The Bradkeys.
We're taking your calls after the song. Who are you related to? But, Fee, you've got a little admission.
Oh, yeah,
now.
I'm definitely not related to Nicole Pratt. I've completely got the wrong person.
Well, at least we figured out that you lied to a child.
and I'll give you the little rundown. So Nicole Bradke.
Oh, not more of this.
Used to be Nicole Provis.
And that's the one I'm related
to. And she's married to Mark Bradke, who's played for the Melbourne Tigers. Yeah. Right? So, and then her sister.
Married Todd.
That was Natasha married Todd Woodbridge, which makes them then brother and sister-in-law.
Yes.
And so, yeah, Nicole Bradke's son just got drafted to Melbourne like 2 years ago. So their son,
to Melbourne
Bradke,
what? Melbourne Storm?
Melbourne Footy Club.
Oh, Melbourne Football Club.
Yeah, he's on the rookie list. Yeah. So is it all coming back to you now, your distant relationships?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Well, perfect.
So confused.
Clear that up.
What is happening?